Blog Talk Radio.
Different than what I would say. And so
I have to disagree with him and let you know, sheep, that everything that comes out of the mouths of some of these people, if you have not read your Bible, you would not know this. Or if you had not read some books in the library, you would not be able to disagree with him, because you would say or think that what was coming out of his mouth is correct. But I am reminded, Isaiah chapter 13, where it says that these people would turn like a furnace. Their faces would turn like a furnace. And a furnace, that's fire. When it gets hot enough, it turns red. Or a stove gets hot enough, it turns yellow and red. That is what I see. And so what he said was that he named off like where the 10 tribes were, but he didn't name, he said Judah. I think he said Judah is American, but Judah is the American blacks. We were the only ones in this country that were a slave. And the other 10 tribes he named as European nations, where I totally disagree with him. And I want you sheep to know that that's why his face, he changed colors. Job's children were black. And I think of Solomon, where he says in the Songs of Solomon, in chapter 1, verse 5, he says he's black but lovely, you know, as he is. Why would he constantly remind you of Job's children being white in a white nation or from a white nation? Job was from a black nation, and his children over there are brown and black. Can black Benjamin, that's the West Indian blacks, the Levi, the Haitians, you know they are black. Abram, the Puerto Rican, Manasseh, the Cubans, Simeon, the Dominican, Zebulon, Guatemala, or Panama, Malian, or the Mayan, Gad, Indian, Reuben, Seminole, Indian, Asher, Colombia, Uruguay, Inca, Ithaca, the Mexican, or the Aztecs, Naphtali, the Argentina, or the Chileans. So I totally disagree with him. As smart as he is, why does he want to perpetuate a lie? If you all have not read what I have read, and I have not read what he has read, but I know that it's not true. And I want you sheep to know. I intend to continue to watch him. Nonetheless, I want to tell you the truth as I know it. It made me remind me of Lucy, the Australopithecus named Lucy. And the only way I could remember her is a song called Lucy in the Sky. And I remembered her that way. And she is the oldest human being. She was about 3 million years old. told when I was in school, was a black woman out of Ethiopia, found by I forget those people that dig up the earth, you know, archaeologists. So she was found somewhere in 1974. You asked me to spell Australopithecus. I will try to spell it, but don't. It might be wrong. A U S T R A L O P I T E C U S. Australopithecus. That's what I meant. Remember, and her name was Lucy, the oldest person found in the world. They have not found. They're looking to find somebody older, and I don't know what they have found since 19, when I was in the community college in 1974. Back then, I know I was in 1984. I was at the university and I transferred there. But nonetheless, I just want you to know that I know the difference, and I want you sheep to know the difference. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 38, chapter 36 to 37. I read, I think it was on Friday and before. That I had read the other chapters to you. We are now on chapter 38. Let's read. And it came to pass at that time that Judah went down from his brothers and turned his servant Adullamite, whose name was Hira. And Judah saw there a daughter of a certain Canaanite whose name was Shua. Now, those are dark-skinned people like I am. And he took her, and he went into her, and she conceived and bare a son and called his name Ur, conceived again. And bore a son, and she called his name Onan. And she yet again conceived, and bare a son, and called his name Shelah. And he was at Chesbath when she bore him. And Judah took a wife. Let me start verse 6 again of chapter 38. And Judah took a wife for Ur, his firstborn, whose name was Tamar. And Ur, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord slew him. And Judah said unto Onan, go and unto thy brother's wife, and marry her, and raise up a seed to thy brother. And Onan knew that the seed would not be his, and he came to, and it came to pass when he went in unto her, when he went in unto his brother's wife, that he spilled it on the ground. So what is it that he spilled? I'm thinking that it is his semen. He should give seed to his brother. And the thing which he did displeased the Lord. Wherefore, he slew him also. Then Judah, excuse me, then, oh, I was correct. Then Judah to Tamar, his daughter-in-law, it says, Then said Judah to Tamar, his daughter-in-law, remain a widow father's house till Shelah, my son, be grown. For he said, lest peradventure perhaps he die also, and as his brothers did. And Tamar went and dwelt in her father's house, and in process of time, the daughter of Shua, Judah's wife, died. And Judah was comforted, and went up to Sheepshearer in Timnah, he and his friend Hara, the Adullamite. And it was told Tamar, saying, behold, thy father-in-law goes up to Timnah to shear his sheep. And he put on widow's clothes, her widow's garments off, and garments are clothing off from her, and covered her with a veil, and wrapped herself, and sat at an open place, which is the way to Timnah. She saw that Shelah was grown, and she was not given unto him to wife. When Judah saw her, he thought her to be a harlot, because she had covered her face, and he turned into her by the way and said, go to, I pray, I know not. For he knew not she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, What wilt thou give me that thou mayest come in unto me? And he said, I will give thee a kid. A kid is some type of animal. I'm thinking that he would give her a sheep. It's some type of livestock, a kid. Give her a sheep from the flock. And it's probably a sheep, because he has gone to Timnah to sheep shear. He will give her a kid from the flock. And she said, wilt thou give me a pledge till thou send it? And he said, what pledge will I give thee? And she said, thy signet and thy bracelet is in thy hand. And he gave it her and came in unto her. And she conceived by him. Conceived means that he got pregnant by him. And at verse 19 and verse 38, chapter 38, verse 19. And she arose and went away and laid her veil from her and put on the garments of her widowhood. And Judah sent the kid by the hand of his friend, the Adullamite, to receive his pledge from her, the woman's hand. But he found her not. Then he asked the men of that place, saying, where is the harlot that was openly by the sideway? That was openly by the sideway. And he said, there was no harlot in this place. And he returned to Judah and said, I cannot find her. And I also asked the men of that place, said that there was no harlot in this place. And Judah said, let her take it to her, lest we be ashamed. Behold, I sent this kid, and thou hast not found her. Came to pass about 3 months later that it was told Judah, saying, Tamar, thy daughter-in-law, has played the harlot, and she, and also, behold, she is with child by whoredom. And Judah said, bring her forth and let her be burned. So I never knew that, even though I read it. This is my third time reading this chapter. I never knew that. So remember that Tamar, he said, let Tamar be burned. When she was brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, by the man whose deeds are, I am with child. She said, discern, I pray thee, whose are these, the signet, the bracelet, and staff. And Judah acknowledged them and said, she has been more righteous than I, because I gave her not to Shelah, my son. And he knew her again no more. And it came to pass in the time of her trivial, when she was getting ready to have give birth, that behold, twins were in her womb. And it came to pass that she travailed, and the one put out his hand, and the midwife took a bound upon the hand a scarlet thread, saying, this one came out first. And it came to pass, as he drew back his hand, that, behold, his brother came out. And she said, how hast thou broken forth? This breach is be upon thee. Therefore, his name was called Perez, and afterwards came out his brother, and his that had the scarlet thread upon his hand, and his name was called Zerah. That is the reading of chapter 38. So I'm going to try to read chapter 39 for you. Excuse me, I have to belch deep. I apologize for having to burp in your hearing. I'm still burping, but you're not hearing it. Oh, now, Genesis chapter 39. Oh, let me just tell you what I understood here. Judah's oldest son married a woman, and then because he was his firstborn was wicked, the Lord slew him, and he gave his second son unto her, Onan, and the Lord slew him, because every time that he would ejaculate, he would not let her semen go into her, he would like maybe pull it out and let it fall on the ground. And Tamar knew that and the Lord slew him. And so Tamar was told to go and live with her as a widow. And that when his youngest son, Shelah, became of age, he would send him to Tamar. But Tamar didn't want to wait. She had heard that her father-in-law was going to shear sheep up in, what was that name of the place? Well, he went to shear sheep. Before he had gone to shear those sheep, his wife died. So he was probably lonely too. And Tamar dressed herself as a harlot and went and sat by the open gate. And Judah had, went in unto her, and he pledged to give her his signet, signet is like with his name or whatever, his symbol that says that's him, and his bracelet. And he gave her also his staff. That's like his walking cane, the staff. And then she got pregnant, and he said, burn her, when he heard that, because he thought that, he wondered who that she had played the harlot with. And she had played the harlot with him, because he gave her his ring and his bracelet and his staff. And those are the things that he gave her. And when she sent them back to him, he knew that he had not sent his youngest son to her to, you know, have her give forth a child. And she did what she thought was right. And they said that she had been a harlot, but she had been a harlot with Judah. And that's what I got out of it. And I want you all to understand that. See, also, I am going to read chapter 39, hoping my father will give me enough time to read all of it. Let me start. And Joseph went, Genesis chapter 9, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down hither. That means thither to that place. And the Lord said with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. Let me read chapter 2, verse 2 again of chapter 39. And the Lord was Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him and made him his house, and all that he had put in his hand. And it came to pass from that time he made him overseer. Excuse me, sheep. In his house, over that, and over all that he had. that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had, and Joseph knew not ought to be. Let me read verse 6 again of chapter 39. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not ought he had, save the bread which he did not eat. And Joseph was a goodly person. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eye upon Joseph and said, and she said, lie with me. But he refused and said unto her, his master's wife, behold, my master's wouldn't hear means to know not or to be aware not what is with me in this house. And he has committed all that he has to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I. Neither have he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his and sin against God. And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened, that means listened not unto her, to lie with her, nor to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went in the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there with them. And she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hands and fled and got him out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house, unto them, saying, see, he that was brought in as a Hebrew unto us mocked us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass, when he heard that my voice and cried, he left his garment with me and fled, and I got him out. And she said, his garment, let me read verse 16 again. And she laid up his garment by her until his Lord came home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, the Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard these, excuse me, sheep, I had the belch again. conclusion I got to tell you. 19. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spoke to him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. His wrath was burning. His anger was burning. Wrath is his anger, and kindled is like. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were brought, and he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy to give him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all that were left in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the door of it. Verse 23. And the keeper of the prison looked his hand, because the Lord was with him in that in which he did, the Lord made it prosper. Now, that's the ending reading of chapter 39. You understand that in chapter 39, Potiphar, an officer of the Pharaoh, purchased Joseph and brought him to his home. And all that he did in his house, it was prosperous, as well as in the field, his master's field. The only thing that he could not have in his master's house was his wife. But it was his wife that came unto Joseph. And his master's wife wanted to sleep with him, and he ignored her. He wouldn't listen to her. He wouldn't hearken unto her. He would not listen to her. And then one day, she called him. She got his clothes, and he decked out of his clothes, and he ran. And leaving his clothes, I guess it was a vest, his wife used that against him, saying that Joseph had tried to have sex with him. And when his master heard it, he took him to prison. And the keeper of the prison, Joseph, and had Joseph placed Joseph over all of the prisoners that were there. And whatever he did, it prospered. And the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with Joseph. So, the keeper of the prisoners showed favor unto Joseph. So, that is the reading of chapter 39. And I will be back with you all, with you sheep, Friday, to read chapter 40, and if I can, read 41 as well to you, see. Now, let me have a closing word of prayer to you all. But I didn't have a closing opening word of prayer. Let me just say this. Father in heaven, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy and your blessing to us, sheep. Thank you for keeping away natural disasters coming to us, even though it has been hot for the last few days. But nonetheless, you have made it pretty, you made it survivable. So I was able to survive. Thank you. Thank you for blessing our minds with good minds and for giving us good health. I say that in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. That's what I should have said in the beginning. Now, this is my closing prayer, texting all day long, every day. In Yeshua's name, we ask that you give us prosperity. And I know that home, that house that I've been praying for, you're going to give it to me. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, we pray that blessing to you. To go and purchase my book.
Father, help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road. To love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know he forever in my heart.
It's Friday.
We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation. 'Cause he
and salvation is, he's saving us from sin and from its consequences. That's what we want from our Father in heaven. And remember, be with me Friday of next week, of this week at 5 o'clock. See you there.